The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures. And we are in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, verse 37. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your father. You know, he said that they are Abraham's descendants, but they are not following Abraham's character, Abraham's relationship with God, because Abraham believed in the revelation and he followed God. But his descendants are not following God incarnated. So they say, we are descendants of Abraham, but they refute the real God, our Lord Jesus Christ. For he's saying, my word has no place in you. So it's your decision to make a place for the word of God or to reject the word of God. It's not, you know, the power of the word only, but it's the acceptance from your part. How much you accept the word of God, how much you will be busy with the word of God. So by receiving, by believing, by following, by obeying, now you will be the real descendant of Abraham or the children of God. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. So, you know, they believe that he's speaking about their father, who is like Abraham. But he did not mean Abraham, because he's saying, you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham didn't do this. So he is denying the idea of they are the descendants of Abraham. Abraham is not your father anymore. Maybe in the flesh idea, he is like your grandfather, but being a real father, you should follow him. You are not doing the work of Abraham. You want to kill me, and this had never been done by Abraham. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication, as if they felt like he's saying, you are not Abraham's descendants, you are from other side, from other father. So they took it, you know, in their pride. Are you insulting us, saying that we are from different father? We have one father, God. So they believe that being children of Abraham means like children of God. So they stay saying, we are peoples of God. We are God's people. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. This proceeding forth from God, it's like the divine nature from the Father into the Son. It's the same nature. So the Holy Father, Holy Son, just one nature, one divinity. So, you know, this is the holistic birth from God the Father to the Son. So it was expressed by proceeding. I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. So understanding is not exactly like listening. Listening and understanding are totally related to the will of man. If you have the will to listen, you may have the will to understand. But if you don't have the will to listen, whatever is said, you are rejecting. So you are not ready to understand the truth. So here, our Lord Jesus Christ saying, if you are the children of God, you should accept me because I'm the Son of God. I had been proceeded forth and came from God. God sent me to save you. So your God is not the real God. Or you are saying, God is our father, but he is not your father because you are rejecting my speech. You are of your father, the devil. So now it's time of a major, attack, because he said it this way: your father is devil, neither God nor Abraham. You are following devil. You are the children of devil. So that's the opinion of the Lord Jesus Christ about the Jews at that time, because they wanted to kill him. And that's exactly the will of devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning. So the devil, Satan, is the murderer. And that's the desire of the devil, to kill all good people, to kill everyone. So that's his character. Now they are following him because they killed the prophets and they were about to kill the Messiah, the Son of God. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. So Christ is the full truth. The devil is totally against the truth. He is the liar. Christ is the one who is giving us the truth. So either you follow Christ being in the light side, in the truth side, or you follow devil being in the dark side, or you believe in lies. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. He is the liar. So when he speaks, he bring up like lies. That's his nature. That's his character. Exactly like the Lord Jesus Christ speaks the truth because that's his nature. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is the liar and the father of it. So he is the source of lies. So for all liars living on earth, they are following devil because they are fulfilling the desires of their father, the devil. As we, the children of God, speaking the truth because we are fulfilling the desires of our father, God, because he speaks the truth. Devil speaks lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? So when Christ spoke the truth, they convicted him of a sin. But they love to believe in lies and follow the lies. If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God, he is God's words. Therefore you do not hear because you are not of God. So he is answering what they had said, that we are God's children, we are Abraham's descendants, we are never been enslaved, so we are free always. He is, attacking all this because these were not true, these were lies. They are not following God, they are not Abraham's descendants in their behavior. They are speaking the lies. Then the Jews answered and said to him, do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Because he accused them of being devil's children. Now he's saying, they are saying that we said it before, like you are the Samaritan and you are having a demon. So they started to insult him because saying, you are Samaritan, it was like an insult at that time, because the Jewish people never loved the Samaritan people. They always looked down to them. They saw that these Samaritan people are not God's people, so they were saying this like dogs, and they never respected them. So they accused the Lord being a Samaritan. Moreover, they accused him saying, you have a demon, just because he made it clear that you are children of devil. You are doing the will of devil. You are fulfilling the desires of your father, devil. So forget about Abraham, forget about God. You are not God's people or Abraham people. You are devil's people. Jesus answered, I do not have a demon. In a very peaceful way, in a decent way, Christ answered their insult, their attack, saying, no, I don't have a demon. But I honor my father, and you dishonor me. I honor my father, and my father is giving back the honor, because the father and the son are equal in glory and honor. But they disrespect, you know, Christ. They dishonored him, so they dishonored the father. I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. So he repeated this many times. You do not want to follow me. You do not want to accept the truth. You do not want to listen or understand my word. If you abide to my word, if you keep my word, you will see the truth, you will follow me, and you will be given the eternal life. But if you stay in this stubborn attitude, you will lose everything because you are following a big lie, given by the biggest liar, who is devil. If anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. So the promise given by Christ that, you know, keeping the word of God, believing in him, you will never die. Meaning that you will never go to eternal judgment. You will be blessed with the kingdom of heaven. Then the Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead. So when he said, just listen to me and you will never die, you know, they made it on Abraham, their forefather, grandfather, saying that, how come? Abraham himself died. And you are saying that by keeping your word, no one shall die? How come? So you are definitely have a demon. Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? Now they are putting him in another test, because Christ definitely is much greater than Abraham. He is the creator. He is God. Abraham, one of his people, one of his sons, one of his slaves. But Abraham could never save anyone. Abraham needs the salvation like anyone. But they made it like a question. Do you believe in yourself greater than Abraham? Because this will be considered another blasphemy. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It's my father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Again, he's repeating that, I'm not giving myself the honor. I'm not saying that I'm taking the ownership of God to myself. I am equal with God. I'm the only begotten Son of God. So we are one. So if you honor the Father, you should honor the Son. That's the truth. So he is answering their question, who do you make yourself out to be? He's not making himself. He is revealing the truth. He is God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his words. So as if he's saying, not just to please you, I have to change my word. I will never change my word. Even if you stone me, if you kill me, it's the truth. I'm saying the truth. If you like it or you do not like it, it's all about your part. But the truth is the truth. So he's saying, you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. And that was it. Because when he mentioned that he had seen Abraham, and Abraham had seen him, had seen his day, that was, you know, beyond their expectation or tolerance. They hated him. They could never accept the idea that he is just before Abraham. Abraham was like 2,000 years before the coming of the Lord. So that's exactly what they are going to say. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? How come you say it this way? You are not even 50 years. You have seen Abraham? That's because he is God. God can see everything. So before incarnation, Christ was there. The Son of God was there. And Abraham could see our Lord Jesus Christ in the appearance when he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. And Christ appeared to him and blessed him so much because of his obedience. Abraham had seen him in another situation when he visited his tent with his two angels. And he blessed Sarah and gave her the child. After like 1 year, she had the birth of Isaac. So Abraham had seen Christ many times. And he was very glad to see the Lord. And he delivered the message to his son Isaac. Isaac also could see the Lord. Jacob also could see Jesus at a time. So Christ appeared in the Old Testament many times, especially to the old patriarch of the whole church. Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And again, he's saying, I am in the same way. He used to say it to reveal his divine nature. I am Jehovah. I am that I am. I am God, that forever. I am the source of life. That's the meaning of I am. So he said it, before Abraham was, I am. So I was always there. And I will be always there. Because being God, I'm with no time, with no limits, with no space. I am before all ages and after all ages. So I am meant, you know, many things related to the divine nature of Christ. Then they took up stones to throw at him. So remember this. They started this chapter by trying to stone the adulterous woman. And the end of this chapter is trying to stone the Lord himself. So it was their plan to catch him in a problem, to stone him after stoning the adulterous woman. He could save the woman before saving himself. Now they are ready to stone him. Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Because it was not his time, so he just passed by. They couldn't stone him. That's not the hour he planned for, but he revealed the truth. He is God, I am. Glory to God. Amen.